Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. The period after emancipation marked the beginning of a long economic decline for sugar plantations across the Caribbean. This downturn was shaped by forces both within the region and across the Atlantic in Britain. Labor costs rose now that planters were required to pay wages rather than rely on enslaved labor. At the same time, global sugar prices fell. Caribbean producers faced stiff competition from Cuba and Brazil, where slavery still continued, and from the growing production of cheaper beet sugar in Europe. As a result, many plantations became financially unsustainable. Bankruptcies therefore became common. One such sale was announced on April 5, 1848, when the Barbadian newspaper carried a notice of a court-ordered auction of two fully equipped sugar plantations in Barbados. The sale followed the bankruptcy of their British owners, Jonathan Higginson and Richard Dean, who were merchants in Liverpool. The properties were the 360-acre Springhead Plantation in the parish of St. James and the neighboring Tate's Plantation, a smaller estate of about 260 acres. The properties were to be sold by public auction on April 26 at the Bankruptcy Court on South John Street in Liverpool. At the time, Liverpool was a major financial and mercantile hub for plantation credit. Caribbean plantations were routinely bought, sold, mortgaged, and inherited through complex financial arrangements which were managed from Britain. That integration made them highly vulnerable to economic shocks thousands of miles away. And in 1847, those shocks arrived. Britain experienced a severe economic crisis marked by falling commodity prices and restricted credit. Many merchants and planters found themselves unable to renew loans or meet their obligations. There were severe consequences for Barbados: widespread foreclosures, court-ordered sales, and the consolidation of land into fewer hands, often absentees or speculative owners with little connection to the island. Springhead and Tate's plantations were among the many casualties of this crisis. But Springhead holds another lesser-known layer of Barbadian history. On or near the plantation lies Springhead Cave, located in the Springhead Hillaby area. During the plantation era, the cave was part of the wider working landscape. It provided water and it offered shelter and refuge, particularly for enslaved laborers navigating the brutal realities of plantation life. Springhead Cave is also the only confirmed Amerindian petroglyph site in Barbados. Petroglyphs, or rock carvings, created by indigenous peoples, often carry deep cultural and spiritual meaning. They may depict historical events, express abstract ideas, or map relationships with the cosmos. This means that Springhead is a site of an indigenous presence that existed long before sugar, slavery, or empire reshaped Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.